If you want to talk policy with elves, Poxenarian, you must be ready to see all the truth and speak it. She turned back to Eliam. Had it been only that, I would worry little. But you know, all of you here know, that it went farther than that, much farther. We do not want, I do not want, the man who helped Olured reduce the coastal cities to show the same character in Leonia. We would agree to no one's rule who had done such things, elf or human, elf least of all, for in this realm where so many fear us, even hate us, an elf's misrule could finally breach that old agreement between human and Signy. Should we prove ourselves what so many already say we are? Arrogant, cold, uncaring, quick to anger? Should we risk confusion with the Einison to give space to his taste for cruelty?
Lady, no!
Again Pox broke in. Please, let me tell you what I know of my own experience. The lady looked at her without smiling.
Poxenarian,
I will listen. But I realize he is capable of love and caring for a few. You remind him of his wife, I dare say, or even his daughter. You have seen the private side of tenderness which all but the worst men have. As a king, it is the other side, the outer, that concerns us here.
Pox, immersed in the power that flowed from the lady as steadily as water from a spring, inexhaustible, nonetheless found herself able to perceive more clearly what indeed the elven nature was, and what its limitations. Firstborn, eldest of the elder races, immortal, wise as the years bring wisdom, elves were due reverence for all this. And yet not gods or demigods, however powerful. Created a choir of lesser singers by the first singer, they were so imbued with harmony that they endured conflict only in brief encounters, resolving such discords quickly in victory or retreat. It was not weakness or cowardice that made them withdraw again and again when evil stalked their lands, but that they were made for another purpose. This was their gift. With living things or elements or pattern itself to repattern into beauty endlessly and with delight. From this came their mastery of healing, of the growing of plants, the shaping of the Tagan, for they alone, of all peoples of the world, could grasp the entire interwoven pattern of life the High Lord designed and play with it, creating new designs without damage to the fabric. So also they enchanted mortal minds, embroidering on reality the delicate patterns of their imaginings. Yet, powerful as they were, as powerful as music that brings heart-piercing pain, tears, laughter with its enchantments, they were as music, subordinate to their own creator. Humans need not, Pox saw, worship their immortality, their cool wisdom, their knowledge of the Tag, their ability to repattern mortal perceptions. In brief, mortal lives, humans met challenges no elf could meet, learned strategies no elf could master, chose evil or good more direct and dangerous than elf could perceive. Humans were shaped for conflict, as elves for harmony. Each needed the other's balance of wisdom, but must cleave to its own nature. It was easy for an immortal to counsel patience, withdrawal until a danger passed. She took courage, therefore, and felt less the lady's weight of age and experience. That experience was elven, and not all to her purpose.